Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from Microsoft Ignite in Orlando. And I am joined by Jake Smith, Director for Data Center Solutions and Technologies at Intel. Welcome, Jake.
Thank you, Allison. It's always a pleasure to be with you on your show.
Now, Jake, you podcast all the time for Intel. You've got your own program. But interesting fact, we have not done a podcast together since February of 2015.
Now, that is a great fact. Now, the next fact is, what was the date of our first podcast together?
Oh, I have no idea, do you know?
Oh, come on. 2009.
Wow.
Launch of the Cloud Builders program.
There you go.
With Reuven Cohen, the CEO and co-founder of Anomaly.
Well, shout out to Reuv. The one in 2015 was on cache acceleration software.
Woohoo!
And I can tell you that I was not planning on talking to you about either of those topics today.
Okay, great. Well, let's talk about the big topics that we've seen here this week at Ignite.
So Ignite, huge event for the industry, huge event for Intel, tons of news here this week. What's your most exciting thing that you've seen thus far in Orlando, other than those people screaming in the background?
Well, you know, the thing that I have seen that is most impressive to me are the sold-out events going into every venue, whether it's Satya speaking or Scott Guthrie speaking or Aaron Chapel speaking, and noticing that the rooms are filled, and they're in standing room only in every meeting that I've been in. But the single most exciting thing that's happened is we announced Windows Server 19 support for Xeon Scalable Processor Family Next Generation and Intel Optane Data Center Persistent Memory Technology, as well as Optane SSDs. And we delivered a record-shattering number, with the help of our friends at Microsoft, of 13,798,000 IOPS with a 12-node cluster, which to me is just one of the best numbers we've ever posted, and it's a world record performance, and it's a huge announcement for us, certainly because it's a validation of our years and years of work in next-generation storage class memory technology, as well as what we've done to the Xeon Scalable architecture to provide that I/O flexibility, performance, and throughput.
So let's unpack that. There's a lot in that statement. First, Windows Server 19, huge update for Microsoft, lots of IT interest in this particular configuration. Tell me why.
Well, really for four key reasons. The first reason is it's the first true Microsoft hyper-converged operating system ever made. Second thing is it does both synchronization to your existing hardware as well as a synchronization link to Azure. So it has Azure linkages as well as linkages for your legacy hardware so that it puts you on the path to IT modernization. The third thing that's really, really exciting is the support for big memory and the support for big data capabilities. So up to 100 terabytes of supported data and actually configurations that will support in Storage Spaces Direct up to 4 petabytes. That's huge. So now we're talking about scale. So it's always been a knock on Microsoft. They've never had a scalable operating environment. Windows Server 19 does that. And then finally, security features, right? Security is top of mind for every IT exec who we work with, certainly top of mind to us at Intel. We take it very, very seriously. And so those new security features added in Windows 19, hugely valuable for our IT colleagues around the world. And that's why I think those are the four big areas that are really transforming where Windows 19 is going to take IT for our customers.
Now, the support in our next generation Xeon platforms, codenamed Cascade Lake, and next generation Optane DC persistent memory are critical. You talk about the performance required, you talk about the memory sizing required. Tell me how we've worked together to deliver a hardware foundation for this next exciting update for Microsoft.
So I would be remiss if I didn't bring in Andy Vargas and our Windows operating system team of almost 300 engineers who I work with every single day, and they work directly with our colleagues at Microsoft. And that work that we do is every day, and it's ongoing, and we've been doing this for about 15 years. But about 18 months ago, Andy Vargas and his team came to us, and we began working directly with Jeff Woolsey and Aaron Chappell and the Windows Server operating system team. And so we've been developing this for a long time, writing the drivers, optimizing the software, making sure we had the HCI capabilities, making sure we had the storage capabilities, making sure we had the memory capabilities and the security capabilities that really make this such a pivotal release.
When we look at the performance breakthrough that you talked about, a level of performance that has not been seen before that I can recall, translate this for me in terms of an end customer's end benefit with this number of IOPS, and what does this mean for the types of applications that are going to be running on top of Microsoft Windows Server 19?
What it means for the end user is in 2016, we announced an IOPS record with Storage Spaces Direct. So what that gave our end users the capabilities to build all flash environments in a Windows Server 16. Now you fast forward and you add storage class memory and you add all flash with Optane data center SSDs, and you now have this incremental 2x performance improvement generation over generation. For an end user, what that means is that you get more density in your virtual machines, you get more density in your storage capabilities, and now you have the flexibility to really begin to think about your data center in what we call hot, warm, and cold. I can take all my hot data and I can push it into a caching architecture to deliver the best performance for my operating system and my application environments, particularly SQL 17 and SQL Next. I can now take a warm tier of nearline data that I need access to. I can put that into a high-performance 3D NAND SSD capability from Intel, any of the P-Series products, and I can actually deliver NVMe-like performance with huge capacity up to 8 terabytes. That's really, really important. So now I've solved my storage problem. And then the final thing I can do is I can actually save money on power. Right, so I've got a huge TCO benefit. We can't wait to actually finish our calculator so that we can share it with the world.
Now, Windows Server 19 is just one of many elements of our collaboration with Microsoft around IT modernization. Tell me what else you're excited about.
Well, I'm excited about Windows Server 19. I'm really excited about SQL and the capabilities that we now bring to an architecture that can both be done in the cloud and on-premise. And then I'm also excited about Azure Stack and the possibilities of what it could mean to allow for a gateway into Azure for our enterprise customers around the world. And then beyond that, I'm really super excited just about our general collaboration on applications, on Office 365, and the collaboration that we have with our OEMs and Microsoft. It's been one of the best collaborations that I've participated in my career, and I'm very thankful for it.
Now, one of the common themes across all of the things you just talked about is Intel Select Solutions. We've got a number of Intel Select Solutions featuring Microsoft software. Tell me about the collaboration there and why we're placing such a specific investment.
The collaboration on Select Solutions was a natural for our work with the Windows Server operating team and SQL because they require each other, right? You need to have an operating environment. You need to have a database environment in order to deliver an enterprise data warehouse or an analytical processing engine. And so that's a good combination. But the combination of our new architecture, our Intel Xeon scalable processor family, codenamed Skylake, or the Purley platform, allows us to actually increase our bandwidth capability, our cores from 8 cores up to 28 cores, provide us the ability to increase our memory capabilities. And so now what that means is it gives us a flexibility that we didn't have before. So we can offer end users the ability to scale up or scale down, scale narrowly or scale widely, have dense configurations or have configurations that are distributed. So you don't have to have architectural conversations anymore with IT leaders. However you want to deploy your IT infrastructure, we can virtualize your legacy infrastructure and modernize you and allow you to scale up or scale in a distributed fashion, depending on how you like to deploy your data centers.
For the audience, why don't you remind us of the select solutions in the portfolio that feature Microsoft titles?
Lenovo has been an amazing partner to work with around select solutions. We have select solutions for Windows Server 16. We'll have select solutions for Windows Server 19. We'll have select solutions for Windows SQL 17. And we'll have select solutions with Lenovo for Windows SQL Next. So that's very exciting working with Lenovo. Another great partner for us is Fujitsu. They've been an absolutely great partner who we worked with, and they continue to introduce new solutions that we get excited about. Another partner who shocked me was QCT, Quanta Computing Technology. As I got off the plane, the very first thing I saw in the Orlando airport was an Intel Select solution with Windows Server 16 featuring QCT. And then we've also worked with an emerging startup company called DataOn, and that team is really, really great because they've gone out and they've embraced our Optane architecture immediately as part of Intel Select Solutions, and they've embraced Xeon Scalable, and now we're already in production with customers. As you know, we were able to showcase at this event the fact that with Intel Select Solutions, we're in production with a customer called Youth Villages, who really look after 20,000 disadvantaged youths around the United States. So not only are we introducing great new technology, but we're really introducing technology that's doing transformative things for our society. That's what gets me excited about Intel Select Solutions. It's showing real value very quickly, simple, verified, and then really performant. So it's kind of fun.
I want to talk about Azure. We've been doing incredible optimizations in the Azure cloud as well, starting with confidential computing. Tell me a little bit about confidential computing and what we've done in terms of delivering unique capabilities to the Azure environment.
Well, Azure Confidential Computing is really our first attempt in collaboration in the Azure cloud with a technology known as Software Guard Extensions, or SGX. And that capability is a unique capability to Intel, and our collaboration with Microsoft is unique to both Intel and Microsoft. And that has allowed us to build this confidential computing to deliver secure enclave technology in scale to customers who need that capability. And what is secure enclave technology? For those who aren't familiar, it's the ability to actually ensure that even if your memory is compromised, even if potentially your domain controller is compromised, SGX protects your data and your end users inside a secure enclave. And the way I liken it is to an apartment complex, right? You have to go into the apartment complex, you open up the door, then you got to climb up there, and you're protected, right? You've got attestation, you have root of trust, but as you get up into your apartment and you come in, if a bad person or a bad actor comes into your apartment, what is left to protect? Okay, if I'm in your apartment, I'm in your memory footprint, how can I protect you? How can I protect your data? Well, secure enclaves is like having a safe inside your apartment. So we've got this secure enclave where we can keep all your valuable information protected and away from bad actors and allow you to continue to move forward. Boot the bad actors, obviously, eventually, once you figure out that they're there, and ensure that your data is protected.
We're also working with Azure on AI capabilities. Tell me about that.
Our work with Microsoft has really blossomed. It's allowed us to do things that, frankly, I didn't think possible. Our brainwave activity that we've done featuring Intel's FPGA technology is really changing the way people start to think of artificial intelligence in the cloud. And the work that we're doing with Microsoft beyond Brainwave is going to allow us to deliver machine learning capabilities, deep learning capabilities, inference capabilities, and other artificial intelligence capabilities so that we can begin the process of artificial intelligence and advanced analytics for all customers who are deploying in the Azure cloud.
So we also made some announcements about new instances in Azure for AI inference featuring Xeon Platinum. This is an expansion of where Microsoft has been focusing their time with FPGA, with Project Brainwave. Why do you think that's so important?
Well, Allison, that's important for a couple of reasons. But first of all, I don't want to make it sound like Xeon is new to artificial intelligence, nor do I want to make it sound like you need a GPU to run artificial intelligence on a Xeon platform. Neither is true. We've been using these engines for a long time, and now that we're introducing instructions that are specifically tied to neural network computing capabilities and inference engines, and they're actually part of our core CPU platform, we're actually expanding the instruction capabilities and expanding the capabilities for our end users to take advantage of the artificial intelligence and advanced analytics instructions that are already built into the Xeon Scalable platform family.
One final question for you. If folks want to find out about the technologies that you talked about today, where would you send them? And we mentioned your podcast, Conversations in the Cloud. Where can folks listen to you on an ongoing basis as you bring stories from the industry out to the public?
Conversations in the Cloud is available on SoundCloud. All you have to do is put Jake Smith, Conversations in the Cloud, and it should come up on a Google search, or a Bing search, I should probably say. Relative to the other information about Select Solutions, if you go www.intel.com/select solutions. You can find out all about the work that we're doing with Microsoft, or you can find out more at Microsoft.com. And you look up Windows Server 16 and Windows Server 19. And better yet, if you want a repeat of the work that we're doing here at Ignite, all of these Ignite sessions are being streamed and they're available on the Microsoft.com website if you look for Ignite sessions.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being here today. It's a real pleasure.
It's always an honor to be with you, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.